We've been talking on our kingdom series for the last month or so on praise. How many have been blessed with the teachings on praise? Amen. Hallelujah. Now we're going to shift to thanks. Hallelujah. They're close, but they are different. Hallelujah. Let's go to Psalms 105 this morning. Psalms 105. You see, praise, Bruce was teaching, is something that cannot be silent. Okay? It has to be expressed. However, thanks is a continual, silent adoration to God. It's a heart attitude we must maintain all the time. And out of the abundance of that thanks comes praise. Those with a thankful heart have a praise on their lips. Hallelujah. The more you're thankful, the more you'll praise him in every situation. Psalms 105, verses 1 and 2. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Why don't you just give thanks unto the Lord right now? Lord, we just give you thanks. We don't understand it. We may not like it. We may not see the outcome. We just give you thanks anyway. Hallelujah. Go ahead and thank him. Things are shifting right now. Things are turning. Hallelujah. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. How do you make known his deeds among the people? By being thankful. The more thankful you are, the more people will see God in you and want to know this God that you're thankful for. Sing unto him, sing psalms unto him, talk ye of all his wondrous works. Now, to understand why David is writing this psalm and what he is referencing the psalm from, it's always interesting to see where the heart of the psalmist is at. So let's find out. Let's go to 1 Chronicles chapter 16. 1 Chronicles chapter 16. And we'll see the background for this psalm. 1 Chronicles 16, starting with verse 1. So they brought the ark of God and set it in the midst of the tent that David had pitched for it, and they offered burnt sacrifices and peace offerings before God. And when David had made an end of offering the burnt offerings and the peace offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord, and he dealt to every one of Israel, both man and woman, to everyone a loaf of bread, a good piece of flesh, and a flagon of wine. David knew how to throw a party in Israel. Hallelujah. And he appointed certain of the Levites to minister before the ark and to record and to thank and praise the Lord God of Israel. Asaph the chief, and next to him Zechariah. Here we go with the Hebrew names. Jael, Shemiramoth, Jael, Mattathiah, Eliah, Benaniah, Obed-Edom, Yael, with psalteries and with harps, but also Asaph made a sound with cymbals. Benaniah also and Yahaziel, the priest, with trumpets continually before the ark of the covenant of the Lord. Then, on that day, so here's the background to Psalm 105. David delivered first this psalm to thank the Lord into the hand of Asaph and his brethren. Give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. So the ark had come back to the nation of Israel. The presence had come back. Before it was Ichabod, the glory was departed. And now the presence of God had come back. And that was something to shout. That was something to give thanks for. That was something to praise God. Before you knew God, the presence was departed. It was nowhere to be found. But now you are the ark of the living God, where the presence of the Shekinah flows continually. The more you thank him, the more the glory is revealed. And the more the glory is revealed, the more the world sees it. And the more the world sees it, the more the world will come running to the kingdom of God. Give thanks. Now this word deeds, it means an exploit of God. It means, this is great, it means to insert, thrust in, and thrust upon. Let me say that again. To insert, thrust in, and thrust upon, to effect thoroughly. When you give thanks out of these doors into the community and wherever you work or wherever you go, when you give thanks, the word of God is quick and sharp and powerful, and it goes in and it cuts and it delivers people and it breaks the chains and it brings people to Jesus. Don't underestimate your thanks. You say, well, I don't have anything to give thanks for. Well, just give thanks anyway. Hallelujah. Just give thanks anyway. Psalm 106 and verse 47. Save us, Hosanna, O Lord, and gather us from among the heathen to give thanks unto your holy name and to triumph in your praise. What does praise cause? Triumph. The more you praise, the more you'll triumph. The more you give thanks, the more you'll have victory. Yes. Psalm 47, verses 1 through 3. Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Go ahead and clap. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Go ahead and shout. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. And the walls came down. For the Lord Most High is awesome. He is a great king over all the earth. He shall subdue the people under us and the nations under your feet. You got all hell coming against you this morning? Go ahead and give thanks. Go ahead and shout. Go ahead and praise. And go ahead and tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. God is awesome. God is for you. Who can be against you? Oh, I felt something just shift. Something just shifted. Hallelujah. Things are moving out of the way that are trying to hindering you. The roadblocks are being removed. Hallelujah. God has stepped in. Hallelujah. Psalm 41. 11 and 12, by this, everybody say by this. By this, I know that you favor me. Go ahead and look at your neighbor and say, you're good looking, but I'm God's favorite. All right. Don't get it complex. You're all God's favorite. Hallelujah. By this I know that you favor me because my enemy does not triumph over me. Many a times I should have not been here except for the Lord. Many a time the enemy has sought to devour your life, but you're still here because you've got a plan and purpose to fulfill. And that's how you know that God favors you. Peter, that's how you know God favors you. Your best days are ahead. Your best days are ahead. As for me, you uphold me in my integrity, and you set me before your face forever. It didn't say God sets his back toward you. He said he sets his face toward you. Moses could only see his back. The disciples beheld the face of God in Jesus. Hallelujah. Daniel chapter 11 and verse 32. And such as do wickedly against the covenant shall he corrupt by flatteries. But the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. Give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, and do exploits. What is an exploit? An exploit is to make full use and derive benefit from a resource. Let me say that again. To make full use of and derive a benefit from a resource. What is the resource? It is giving thanks. When you give thanks, all of heaven comes to your aid. All the resources of heaven come to your aid. The more you give thanks, the more of heaven is released into your life. They that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits, and it means a heroic act worthy of praise. Make known his deeds among the people, a heroic act worthy of his praise. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 17, it says to pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks. How many are trying to do that in obedience? Giving thanks in everything. Maybe not for everything. Not everything that comes your way is good or of God. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. So why not give thanks in everything that comes your way? Because sooner or later, God is going to deliver you out of them all. For this is the will of God in Jesus Christ concerning you. Give thanks. Ephesians chapter 5. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things. Now that's a challenge in itself. I find myself challenged by that all the time. In most things, no. In all things, always, unto God the Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. First Timothy chapter 2, I exhort, Paul the Apostle says, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved. Do you know that everybody in the earth today, God wants saved? Everyone. He doesn't want one to perish or be lost and to come to the acknowledge of the truth. When you give thanks, you make known his deeds among the people, what God has done in your life. And it attracts the lost. It opens up a door for the gospel to go into all the earth. And God is honored and God is released to do his work through your life. Psalm 35 and verse 18. I will give you thanks in the great congregation. I will praise you among much people. Psalm 75, verse 1 and 2. Unto you, God, we do give thanks. Unto you, we give thanks for that your name is near. Your wondrous works declare. When I shall receive the congregation, I will judge uprightly. There's something about a grateful heart. There's something about a thankful heart. A thankless heart is a heart that doesn't discern correctly. It's a heart that doesn't see correctly. And the Bible says to do everything without grumbling or complaining. A grumbler is a stumbler. A grumbler is a stumbler. A complainer is an empty container. A complainer is an empty container. So if we walk around grumbling and complaining all the time, we are empty. Empty of giving him thanks. Empty of the glory he wants to release and the power through our lives. We stumble along the way. We can't see clearly. We cause others to stumble. Hallelujah. I don't know what you, I want anybody to stumble. I don't want anyone to be empty that I come across. Hallelujah. I want them to see Jesus and give thanks. Hallelujah. Psalm 18 and verse 49 and 50. Therefore, I will give thanks unto you, O Lord, among the heathen, and sing praises to your name. Great deliverance. Everybody say, great deliverance. So what does giving thanks equal? Great deliverance in your life. You don't understand what you're going through. You don't know what to do. You can't see your way out. Just give God great thanks, and great deliverance is coming your way. You don't need to know. You don't have to have all the facts. You don't need to worry and stress. Just give him thanks and let him do his job, which is great deliverance, shows he to his king and to his anointed. And shows mercy to his anointed, to David, and to his seed ever forevermore. Matthew chapter 15. Jesus is out preaching, and people are getting hungry. Do you ever find after you hear somebody preach, you get hungry? I know I do. I like get the spiritual munchies. Do You ever notice that when like Jesus did a miracle, he's always said, give them something to eat. They were always like hungry. Hallelujah. That's because it's life to your flesh and health to your bones, the word of God. So here's how Jesus is preaching, and people are getting hungry, and he says this. Then Jesus called his disciples unto him and said, I have compassion on the multitude because they continue with me now 3 days and have nothing to eat. These people were hungry for Jesus. They were spiritually hungry. They fasted for 3 days. And Jesus said this, I will not send them away fasting, lest they faint in the way. And his disciples say unto him, whence should we have so much bread in the wilderness and fill so great a multitude? And Jesus said unto them, how many loaves do you have? And they said, seven and a few little fishes. And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the ground, and he took the seven loaves and the fishes and gave, what? Thanks. And broke them and gave to his disciples and the disciples to the multitude. And they did all eat and were all filled. And they took up of the broken food that was left seven baskets full. And that they that did eat were 4,000 men beside women and children. And he sent the multitude away and took a boat and came into the coast of Magdala. Your thankfulness feeds multitudes. Your unthankfulness starves multitudes. And not only does your thankfulness feed the multitudes, there's always plenty left over for your own house. You take care of God's business. I must be about my Father's business, and God will take care of your business. I said, you take care of God's business, and God will take care of your business. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 27, coming down the home stretch here. Anybody getting hungry yet? Somebody throw me a Twinkie, would you? No, throw me a Ding Dong. Acts 27. And while the day was coming on, Paul besought them all to take some food, saying, this day is the 14th day that you have tarried and continued fasting and have taken nothing. Wherefore I pray you to take some food, for this is for your health. For there shall not a hair fall from the head of any of you. And when he had thus spoken, he took bread and gave thanks to God in the presence of them all. And when he had broken it, he began to eat. Then were they all of good cheer, and they also took some food, and were all in the ship, 216 souls. Here's Paul on a boat. All these slaves are with him. He's got a captive audience. So he begins to give thanks and break bread and feeds all the men on the boat. Hallelujah. Your thanks feeds multitudes. Second Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 15. I'm going to close this morning. Hallelujah. I want to read this out of two different translations. First, the King James. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 15. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. This word here, redound, means to superabound. super abound. Now I want to read it in the New Living Translation. All that you're going through, all that you've been through, all that God has taken you through, all of this is for your benefit. But God, I don't understand all the hell that I've gone through in my life being a Christian. All of this is for your benefit. Why is it for your benefit? And as God's grace reaches more and more people, what you go through brings breakthrough. The more you go through, the more we'll get breakthrough. And there will be great thanksgiving. Everyone say great thanksgiving. Great thanksgiving. And God will receive more and more glory. Hallelujah. Give thanks. Make known his deeds among the people through your thanks. And God will receive more and more glory. You will superabound with the grace and power of God to accomplish what he has called you to do, and God will get more and more glory to his name. Oh, someone give thanks unto the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. All things are working together for good to those who love God and are called according to his purpose. You are called. You are chosen. You are elected. You are ordained, and you are highly favored to give thanks unto the Lord. So let's worship the Lord, call upon his name, and give thanks to him that he receives more and more glory. God bless you. In Jesus' name.